Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like and get involved in the comment section down below. So it is that time of the week. It is predicted lineup time. So head over to our website, have a go at doing your teams, share your teams on social media. It's gone down really, really well. It's such a brilliant concept. And we all absolutely love seeing all of your teams, all of the players that you're picking, the ones that you're leaving out, you know, thinking of why you're doing it, the different formations. Some of you are getting really creative. So be sure to head over to our website, have a look and have a go and have a play around and read some of the articles on there as well. So I'm going solo on this one. We very rarely get the lineup absolutely correct, but I feel like I've got this one nailed down for this game. Be sure to go and check out our match preview. It was a really good episode. It was, you know, quite in depth on Palace, really, and how we beat Palace and their threats. So I think with that in mind, let's head over and let's have a look at our website. So I'll share the screen now. So you want to go on utvpodcast.co.uk, press enter, and you want to be searching on Social Hub and going lineup selector. So you can scroll down to the bottom of the screen. Here we go. So I think I'm going to change the formation slightly. The reason why I'm going to go two up top is that we know that Crystal Palace's big threat is Anderson, and it's going to be about cutting out the lines and cutting out the pass that he wants to make. So I think we've got to try and stop him from getting the ball as much as we can. So I just feel like with two up top, we've got that more of a focal point. It's not like we just go 4-4-2 and that's it. It is a formation with a diamond in the middle of the pitch as well. I think we do play pretty well with this formation. You know, when we normally revert back to the 2-10s, it never quite happens, does it, for whatever reason. But I think because Danny Ings got his goal, it would be harsh to leave Danny Ings out. I think Ollie Watkins is a great presser, and I think we're going to need that press in this game. I think Justin said it in the match preview. So I think the two up top works well for what we need in this game. So I'm just going to change it now. So we're going to go with a two up top, the 10. What's going on here? There we go. So we're going to go two up top, and then we're going to go with the number 10 just behind. So in goal, it's got to be pretty obvious, isn't it? Martinez, I always get to pick that one normally anyway. I think left back is going to be a very, very important area because this is where I've highlighted this left-hand side, which is going to be Palace's right-hand side, is their weakest part on the football pitch. And I think we can really get at Ayew and Nathaniel Clyne. I think it's an area that we can really work down. We know that after every game that the left-hand side of Aston Villa is always the predominant side that we attack with. Matty Cash's side is always a little bit lower in the percentages. But I think both left-back, right-back, Martinez, Luke Dean start this game, don't they? They're our strongest two. I think, obviously, we're going to stick with Tyrone Mings. He was absolutely quality against Everton. He was just quality, and I just think the nature of the game, you know, what he'd gone through previously, all the chat, all the talk, he was really, really good. So for me, Tyrone Mings starts. Now this is the one, Villa fans, this is the area where toss of a coin. It's a difficult one because Konsa and Mings, the partnership over the years has been up and down, hasn't it? It's had highlights, it's had lowlights, it's had the lot, hasn't it? And then you bear in mind you've got a Callum Chambers that just has never put a foot wrong in a Villa shirt. I'm just not sure why we don't pick Chambers. But then I think Konsa's got more minutes, hasn't he? Right, I'm going to go with Ezri Konsa. Ezri Konsa is who I'm going to go with. Villa fans, let me know who you're going to be going with. So I've made this diamond a little bit deeper now. So we're going to have Boubacar Kamara, who has been has been brilliant, absolutely brilliant in a Villa shirt. He has been fantastic. And so far this season, I'm probably going to say he's our best player. Against Everton, I can't tell you enough how good I thought he was. I thought he was tremendous. We'll go with captain John McGinn, who had a really good game against Crystal Palace last season. Bagged the goal at the edge of the box, didn't he? And on the left-hand side of our midfield, I think, again, he had a really good game. And I did see him in Sutton the other day as well, Jacob Ramsey. So, starting to get a little bit of confidence in this midfield. I think Kamara's playing well. Ramsey had a really good game against Everton. McGinn had a good game against Everton. It's all about building now. It's about getting this confidence and getting this midfield ticking, because it's just, it's an area we just need to start ticking, don't we? We need to start flowing. We need them to start hustling. We want to see those progressive carries from Ramsey week in, week out. We want to see McGinn picking up the ball, start pinging it around, hustling for the ball as well. And we want to see him getting forward a little bit as well. But it's important in an away game that we don't go so gung-ho. We saw against Bournemouth, and we've seen in recent months that this side has a tendency of our shape of the team just evaporating in the space of 5 minutes. Whether it's we go a goal down, whether we're chasing games, we have to be compact and we have to be organised and we have to be positionally savvy, talking all over the pitch. And I want to see that midfield an absolute unit. Behind the two strikers, I'm going to go Buendia. Buendia has done enough for me to be starting in this football team. He was brilliant when he came on against Everton. I loved how he always wants the ball. He never goes hiding. He wants the ball all of the time. And he's creative. His first thought is, give me the ball. And then his next thought is, where can I pass it to in a real good position? So I'm really loving Buendia at the minute. He's worked really hard to get back in this team. And he's starting to get the Villa side ticking when he comes on the football pitch as well. And you can see when he scored his goal, the smiles of all the Villa players as well. They're absolutely loving it. So up top, we're going to go with Ollie Watkins. I think, like I said earlier, it's important that he starts pressing. His creativity was phenomenal against Everton. He had a real good game against Everton. And hopefully he can build on his confidence. And next to him, we are going to go with Danny Ings. That's what he's all about, isn't it? Give me the ball at the edge of the box. Bam, goal. I'm expecting a real big season from Danny Ings this season, and Ollie Watkins, to be fair, and Buendia, and Ramsey, and McGinn. I'm expecting a big season from them all. And yeah, we've got to start delivering, but I want a real tidy away performance here. I don't want enough car crash Villa turning up. I want it to be a real savvy away performance. And here is my team. So let us see if I get this team right. I want you guys at home to go online, do your team, share it. You can share it here on Twitter. You have to just press it once and press it again. But that is my team. Villa fans, let me know what you're saying. Are you a fan of this? Are you not a fan of it? I'd love to hear your thoughts. So thank you, everybody, who's been getting involved in our episodes recently. We're really enjoying doing our content. And yeah, it just helps when Villa do well, doesn't it? When Villa win, we are happy, and the podcast and subscribers and everybody's absolutely loving it. So thank you for watching. Here's my team, up the Villa.